Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
During the lockdown, we have had opportunities to catch up with programs we didn't watch the first time round, or watching favourite shows or sporting highlights of past events. A few folk even reminded me when the 2003 Rugby World Cup final between England and Australia was replayed. And yes, Australia lost to that drop goal again. I've dipped into the occasional episode of Doctor Who, and you notice the changes over the decades, with possibly the biggest change being that the current Doctor is a woman. Times change, as is evident with hairstyles, sporting fashion, even styles of play, as well as what happens in our world due to politics and social changes. In the discussions about what we see on TV, there is often a chicken and egg quality between the visuals reflecting society and the visuals leading or teaching society. The cultural messaging that is happening is not unimportant and is always a topic for discussion. The character of Communications Officer Uhura, a black woman in authority in classic Star Trek, is often cited as a role model for young people of the 1960s. I wonder what will be said of the female Doctor, if anything, in 50 years. Film, TV and literature matter because they impact and define what we consider normal. That isn't a conspiracy, but how the world works, how we work, how advertising, socialisation, science, education and so much more works. Many of the social changes of the last century had impetus in the cataclysms of war. Sometimes people play catch-up in their views about normality because of expediency, and sometimes people's views are changed by such things as media exposure. But whatever the direction, the truth is that the world around us influences what is normal. And that's the big issue. What is normal? Or more to the point, what is normal for me and why do I say so? Adjacent to this question is, what is right? And what is wrong? Of course, governments, religion, philosophies, the person with the biggest weapon, the media, and that includes not just business, but us with social media, people with a particular agenda, all want to shape perceptions and entrench their version of normality. They may do it for material gain, or a sense of personal entitlement, or because their idea of justice or their philosophical stance and the change they are advocating is always for the better. And I'm moving my fingers to show the inverted commas. If I lived under Sharia law, what is normal includes polygamy. Here in the United Kingdom, adultery has been decriminalised for a long time, but is it regarded as normal despite its apparent frequency? I'm not into the culture war framework whereby the evil world is trying to stamp underfoot good Christian countries. I'm not into theocracies. I don't think there is such a thing as a Christian country, good or otherwise, and any religion in power, in my view, will ultimately create its own hell. I live in the tension that God's world is good and loved and ordered by Him, and we are called to live as best we can in this world in which there is now also the kingdom of God. So I live under a queen here in the United Kingdom and under a lord who is lord no matter which country I'm in. I live in a body polluted by sin and in a world marred by sin. I see evil around me, yet believe God is still working good out of it all. I can applaud and support this or that worldly legislation or lifestyle while acknowledging that nothing is perfect. I live in the tension that peace and justice change over time on earth and yet are permanent with God. My normal is trying to live the gospel in a world that may support Christianity in one country while oppose it in another country. By trying to live the gospel, I mean trying to follow Jesus where He, through His written word, guides me to see Him and life here from His perspective. And with the gospel promise and gift of salvation and forgiveness, I can navigate my way through my relationships, situations, and behavior. I can say what is right from this relationship and try to live what is right and not live what is wrong for me. I don't expect the world to support me, and I hope it mightn't oppose or attack me. But that's the point. The world changes, and so does its normal. For me, the one who doesn't change is God in Jesus Christ. And working out what that means each day is what discipleship is all about, no matter where or when we live. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your constant grace and mercy, most clearly seen in Jesus our Lord. As the world defines what is normal in ways that enhance life and in ways that damage life, guide us how to follow Jesus, trust his words to us, and always seek to serve those around us so that life flourishes and good is done. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.